And welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are scheduled to be joined here in just a few minutes by former Titans running back Chris Johnson. CJ2K will be joining the show, so looking forward to that conversation. Obviously, he's got some experience hitting the 2,000-yard mark Derrick Henry just hit, so looking forward to talking to him about that and looking ahead to the game for the Titans against the Ravens coming up on Sunday. Joe, let's revisit our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Today's question, which athlete in Nashville pro sports history was the most popular at the peak of their stardom? Chris Johnson is a part of this poll in 2008 and 2009. Pekka Rinne in 2017, the Stanley Cup run that the Predators went on. Steve McNair and Eddie George in the early 2000s, or Derrick Henry in the present day and the run that he's been on. 324 votes are in so far. 62% of the vote going with Steve McNair and Eddie George. 19% going with Pekka Rinne in the 2017 Cup run. 15% going with Derrick Henry in the present day, and 4% with Chris Johnson in 2008 and 2009. So Steve McNair and Eddie George still a pretty hefty lead in this poll question, Joe Rexroad.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that combining them that they would win. I am surprised that Derrick Henry would be third.
Yeah, me too.
Because you just assume right now we're in this time of, I mean, he just got 2,000 yards. They're in the playoffs. It's Derrick Henry time right now. So it's a little bit surprising.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron texts in and says, I believe Derrick Henry will make the Madden cover, which I would love to see, but I don't want the Madden curse on him either. I want to say if Henry does make the Madden cover, the Titans would have had more players on the cover than any team in Madden game history. That is true. I mean, they've had Vince Young on the cover, Eddie George on the cover back in the day. I think the Madden curse is dead, though. Mahomes was on it a couple years ago. They won the Super Bowl that year. Lamar Jackson on it this year. And while he didn't have the same year, still pretty good player, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think the Madden curse thing is sort of like the Sports Illustrated curse. You know, you can find plenty of exceptions to debunk it.
Absolutely. So let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans running back Chris Johnson, one of the best players in franchise history. Chris, what's going on, man? We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Chris, obviously Derrick Henry, he's been so dominant for the past two seasons. He gets past the 2,000-yard mark on Sunday, which is something obviously you're very familiar with. What was your reaction when he reached that number and became the eighth running back in league history to get past 2,000 yards?
Well, you know, that was kind of special to me for him to get that. You know, we talk all the time and those type of things, and for him to be another Titan, for him to be another Tennessee Titan, and for it to be two of us in the same organization to both over 2,000 yards, it was just beautiful to see.
So, Chris, when you watch Derrick Henry run, what comes to mind?
A bulldozer with speed, like 18-wheeler coming down the street just with speed, man. Like, those guys don't want to hit that guy.
So, Chris, let's go back to 2009 real quick. When you finished the season with obviously more than 2,000 yards on the ground, 2,006 yards, you set the single-season yards record from scrimmage with 2,509 total. What do you remember most about the journey that season to get to that point and the challenge that came with it?
Basically just, you know, in that groove, man, having that mindset every game that you can't be stopped, you can't be touched, and just, you know, making plays, trying to do everything you could to get your team that victory. And just the challenge is just, you know, being able to be available every week. Like, you getting so many touches and making so many plays, like, for you to be available every week, for you to stay healthy, gotta eat right, gotta stay in the training room, take care of your body, just for you to be available for your team every Sunday. That's one of the biggest accomplishments with within having that whole season.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, that brings to mind even the way the game has changed since then. I feel like, you know, there was emphasis on safety in your era, but more so now. How do you think the game has changed from your time to now?
Well, I think it has only really changed with quarterbacks and receivers and safeties, how they hit them and stuff. With the running backs, is pretty much the same. Like, running backs still get hit the same. You know, they have rules in where the running backs can't drop their head on guys, or they got to watch how they hit the running back. But we're going through the trenches and that with the D linemen and linebackers and all that. Like, really can't really tell how you've been hit, like how it is when you're a receiver. So I don't really feel like it has changed when it comes to the running back position.
Former Titans running back Chris Johnson on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chris, let's go back to your rookie season in 2008. Everything's going well. You guys finished the season 13-3, and you feel like there's a real opportunity to win the Super Bowl. And then the Ravens come to town, and obviously that's the matchup for the Titans again this weekend. You've got 79 total yards and a touchdown already in that game, and you collide with Suggs, Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed, and your body twists and turns. You come down, you've got an ankle injury after that play, and we all know what happened. How much do you think that play changed that game? And at the time, did you think that play was dirty by the Ravens? Did you think they were targeting you in that game?
I think that play right there, it was a little dirty because of how they pushed, bent me back. But I actually didn't get hurt on that play. I got hurt just on a normal tackle play, fell on my ankle the wrong way. But definitely, I think me being hurt changed that whole game around, because just got to think, had to do a whole different game plan. Once I went out of the game, we had to switch to a whole different game plan. Anytime you got to do that, especially in that type of atmosphere, that type of game, that type of playoff game, it's going to be tough. And then for us to lose 13-10, like, it was definitely tough.
So, what is it about these two franchises, Chris, before you, during your time, and of course now last year the Titans go in and pull off the shocker, kind of flip it around, get a little bit of revenge. What is it about these two franchises in the postseason? Do you think there's just some kind of rivalry, or maybe, you know, the shared kind of physicality that they've had a lot of teams like that kind of lends itself to games like that?
Well, it always been – We always had a real good running game, and they always had a good defense. And that anytime you play a game like that with teams like that, know we're going to run the ball, know they're going to bring their defense, know it's going to be a real good hard-hitting game, and, you know, the playoffs. So it's definitely going to be, you know, a lot of, you know, there might be some fights, a lot of energy, stuff like that, but that just comes with football and comes with the playoffs.
Former Titans running back Chris Johnson on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Chris, you've been pretty outspoken on Twitter about the MVP race this year with Derrick Henry. Obviously, a lot of people talking about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. But Henry did finish with more than 2,000 yards. You finished with more than 2,000 yards in 2009. Where do you think Derrick Henry belongs in the MVP conversation this year, and why do you think that running backs a lot of times probably don't get the credit that they deserve?
I think he should win it. There's no reason why he shouldn't. But the reason why I think we don't get what we deserve, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about it. You know, we get the low end of the stick all the way around MVP voting. I think it's a quarterback award. Even when it comes to contract and money, running back is like, even though it's starting to get better, running back start getting paid a little bit more, we still one of the lowest positions on the team. We get paid less than the quarterback, get paid less than the receivers, some tight ends, DNs, all that. Like, I don't feel like the running back position is paid to where it should be. And I understand, you know, they say, running back career is short-lived and you don't know how many seasons they're going to be able to play, but they should be able to get paid while they're playing, they should be able to get paid top dollar like we deserve.
Chris, do you enjoy seeing a team that, you know, is a little, and I know it's the team you played for, but kind of plays a different style, plays this style, features the running back when so few teams do, or if teams do, it's more running backs catching the ball in the backfield. Do you enjoy, I guess, this throwback style of this team?
Yeah, I love it because that's the era I came up in. These days, you know, they want, you know, I feel like once I was able to come in at my weight and my size, then they start being able to make those type of guys every down bats in the league. But, you know, I still like the style that the Tennessee got instead of, you know, turning to a straight passing the ball every play, still coming in showing that the running back can still get it done and being a running back-based first team.
Former Titans running back Chris Johnson has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Chris, really appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's really amazing to think about, like the year he had in 2009, you know, 2509, still the yards from scrimmage record in the NFL. And you just talk about the MVP race. I get it. It's probably going to be Aaron Rodgers this year. We talked about it on Monday, though, Joe. You know, getting 2,000 yards, we said all season long, it's probably what it's going to take for Derrick Henry to get in that conversation. I think he'll be in the conversation. I just don't know how much of a chance he's going to actually have, and that's a shame just based on his position and running backs, and I think how undervalued they've become from a national perspective in the league today.
Yeah, and look, I do think that in some years, Derrick Henry did enough, even in this era, to win it. But like, I mean, you've talked about it. Aaron Rodgers, what, 48-5? You know, on the, I mean, you just happen to be also in a year with, I mean, like if you took Aaron Rodgers out of the equation, I think it'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah,
Mahomes and Derrick Henry. I still think Mahomes would probably win, but it'd be interesting. But I think Aaron Rodgers just kind of distanced himself, so some of it's timing too. But I'm with Chris. You know, the running back is devalued, and listen, they may not have a long shelf life in a lot of cases, but when you have a great one, whatever that window is, it obviously makes a big difference for your team. This one is built around one of them.
When we come back, we'll get back into our poll question of the day at 1025 The Game on Twitter. What's it going to take for Derrick Henry to get into the same stratosphere as Steve McNair and Eddie George in terms of Titans all-time legends? We'll discuss that on the other side. Get your reaction as well on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.